On Friday's Page One, House Republican leaders agreed to extend the payroll tax cut temporarily. That seems certain to spare workers a tax increase of about $20 a week starting January 1st. In Libya, weapons that had been stockpiled by Colonel Muammar al-Qaddafi are now missing. And we'll look at what intelligence experts are learning about the succession in North Korea from the photographs of Kim Jong-il's mourners. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says House Republican leaders did an about-face and agreed to a temporary extension of the payroll tax cut. Times reporter Jennifer Steinhauer says that ends a showdown that Republicans had come to see as a problem for their campaigns next year. Senator Mitch McConnell proposed a deal. The House will pass the bill the Senate approved last week, while Senate Democrats committed to forming a negotiating committee to work out a long-term agreement. Also on Friday's Page One, the multinational effort to contain the risks from portable anti-aircraft weapons that are unaccounted for in Libya. The U.S. is talking to the Libyan interim government about buying shoulder-fired heat-seeking missiles from rebel fighters. They picked them up when they overran Colonel Muammar al-Qaddafi's weapons depots. Western security officials worry terrorists could get hold of them and menace civilian passenger planes. The ones that are missing in Libya are an older Eastern Bloc version of the well-known Stinger missile. The mysteries continue in North Korea. Intelligence experts have been looking at photos of mourners paying their respects to Kim Jong-il. He died last week. His son, Kim Jong-un, is taking over. Friday's Page One says there have been two conspicuous absences. Kim Jong-un's older brothers haven't been seen. Korea watchers have also been buzzing about the appearance of one of Kim Jong-il's closest aides, who served as the North's de facto first lady after Kim Jong-un's mother died of breast cancer in 2004. The aide showed up in the North's press coverage from the mausoleum where Kim Jong-il's body is on display in a glass coffin. A U.S. military investigation has found that mistakes by U.S. and Pakistani troops led to the airstrikes that killed 26 Pakistani soldiers on the Afghan border last month. The investigation said checks and balances that were supposed to prevent cross-border mishaps didn't. One reason was U.S. officials didn't trust the system, or Pakistan, so they didn't give Pakistan detailed information about troop locations in Afghanistan. Here in New York, in state-run group homes for the developmentally disabled, powerful psychotropic drugs are dispensed routinely. Low-level workers often have the power to increase the doses, but people with mental retardation have symptoms similar to symptoms of people with anxiety or attention deficit disorders, and psychiatrists and psychologists say those symptoms are best treated through therapy and one-on-one guidance. Psychotropic drugs don't address the underlying problems. In the Ivy League, athletics is catching up to academics. New enhanced financial aid policies have made it easier to recruit elite athletes. The Ivies don't give athletic scholarships. They do give need-based aid, all but eliminating student loans. That's bringing in top athletes who would have gone elsewhere in the past because the Ivies cost up to $30,000 more than other colleges. Inside Friday's Times, explosions ripped through Baghdad. Times reporter Jack Healy says it was an ominous turn for a country already facing a political and sectarian crisis. Insurgent attacks on grocery stores, schools, and government buildings killed at least 63 people and wounded more than 180. The blast began early and turned the morning commute into a bloodbath. Four more explosions in the evening killed another three people. Italy's parliament approved an emergency budget plan, hoping spending cuts will head off a government debt crisis. The budget also reinstated some property taxes and raised the retirement age. The government said it tried to spread the pain, but Times correspondent Rachel Donadio reports consumers are already feeling the effects.
It is Christmas season in Rome. The decorations are up and Christmas shoppers are out. But this year, a lot of people say they're spending less than they have in the past. The European debt crisis has hit Italy. After Greece, Spain, and Portugal, Italy is the biggest country now dragged into this crisis. A lot of people are wondering, is this austerity diet going to work? These are measures imposed by the European Union to get Italy's public debt down. But the austerity approach hasn't gone over so well in Greece, Spain, and Portugal, and people are hoping that it won't push Italy into an even deeper recession, too.
Times reporter Rachel Donadio. In this country, Friday's Business Day section says markdowns are more widespread. Aggressive last-minute deals are good for bargain hunters, but they could be an alarm bell for the retail business. Inventories could be bigger than needed, and that could mean losses. That's our preview of Friday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Happy holidays if you're celebrating. Happy birthday if you're me. And as always, thanks for spending this part of your day with us.